I'm Bob Mandel, and this tape is about God, money, and immortality. The purpose of this tape is to support your connection to God as a source of endless energy and abundance in your life. There are many people who are wealthy but not happy, and there are others who are happy but broke. You can have it all. If you desire to win at the money game, you want to clear yourself on your money motivation. If you are driven by your ego, your money is based on separation from God. And the richer you get, the lonelier and more spiritually impoverished you feel. To be materially wealthy and spiritually bankrupt is a tragedy. You can have it all. If your money motivation is based on ego, you are stuck in survival consciousness. You don't know if you'll make it from one day to the next. Panic runs you. You measure your success by an hourglass you cannot overcome. You keep score on how much you get versus how much you give, and your emotional balance is a function of the difference. You are stuck in a rat race you ultimately cannot win. It pays to trust God. If your money motivation is based on your connection with the infinite, you don't have to worry about your well running dry, and you can relax into present time and experience the wondrous abundance of the universe you live in. In God, you have unlimited life, which after all is more valuable than all the money in the world. In God you have peace and love, and know you are free to give and receive without danger. In God you have eternal internal safety, which may not have the flash of external security, but in the long run is more healthy and satisfying. Moreover, internal safety is the launching pad for external security. You can have it all. But if you place ego above God, you succumb to the Satan syndrome, trying to overthrow God with your mind and worshiping material objects as false gods.
I want it all to end. I live in California, and I'm waiting for the whole thing to crumble. Houses, stores, bridges, all of it reduced to rubble. I want to see the infrastructure cave in on itself. I want to see ivy growing on the weathered remains of the mini mart down on the corner. As an old man, I want to walk these streets, see trees growing up where ugly office buildings used to be. I want it to return to a more natural state, where the sole requirement is survival. You know, chop wood, carry water, catch game, build shelter. I can make it just fine in that world. And the truth is, I'm just no good in this one. I just don't understand it, you know? I don't understand money and jobs and status and, I mean, classified ads for personal relationships. There's nothing in our DNA that makes that make sense. Or money. I mean, to me it's just paper. Well, okay, that's not true. I understand money. I get it. You know, I understand that it's an essential motivator and that in our society it functions as sort of the equivalent of food and shelter, and that for a lot of people, it's the measure of success or a great lubricant for love. I mean, I get all of that, but it's just too abstract for me. I hate it. I want it gone.
Thing would come down right on top of me.
The office I work in is on the 23rd floor. If I leave home, I end up taking a bridge or a tunnel across a large body of water. So my odds of surviving the initial catastrophe are not good. Survive, hundreds or thousands wouldn't. I mean, this would be a tragedy in no uncertain terms, but the way I see it, there's a price to be paid for freedom from society. The cure for social ills is not necessarily a comfortable one. Know that the reversion from society might well be temporary. I mean, rescue teams would be dispatched immediately, and there would be a lot of efforts made to restore normalcy, bring things back to the way they were. But I have to hope that my fellow survivors would just say no. You know, that they'd see how great life could be without the errors of human history and culture. That they'd join me in turning the barbarians away at the gate.
Thank you.